From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, October 16th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. A new bank co-founded by Palmer Luckey is looking to fill the gap left by Silicon Valley Bank. SVB collapsed in 2023, and it nearly took down Luckey's defense startup Anduril with it. According to people familiar with the matter, the co-founder has been building Erebor ever since in what he hopes can be a replacement. Erebor won preliminary regulatory approval yesterday to serve technology and cryptocurrency firms. It's raised $275 million and it's backed by a number of investors, including Peter Thiel, Bain Capital Crypto, and 776. Luckey will not have an operating role in the new bank, but will be on its board. The maker of Ray-Ban glasses, EssilorLuxottica, has reported its best quarter yet. The eyewear group posted record-breaking quarterly revenue the equivalent of $8 billion, up 12% from last year and beating analysts' expectations. The company has teamed up with Meta to create smart glasses featuring artificial intelligence. It said consumer appetite for AI glasses remains strong, and it was boosted further by the presentation of three new models. And shares of Foxconn rose after its chairman said he met with OpenAI and plans to meet with NVIDIA to discuss potential collaborations in AI. Foxconn is the world's largest contract electronics maker. Its revenue from cloud and networking products, including AI servers, topped smart consumer electronics to become its biggest business driver in the second quarter. The company expects AI servers to keep boosting its top line. It's projecting a more than 170% revenue gain from that segment this quarter. Foxconn stock jumped 8% on the news, bringing year-to-date gains to 21%. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.